This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
They heard a shot. One of my friends said that a girl from his class was shot.
I'll tell you what, it makes me sick to my stomach to open a show this way. 17 dead in the Florida school shooting. We have lots of details on that. I spoke to several people today, and that's how we kick off America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We go straight to Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, horrific what's happened, and I wondered the reaction from Washington, D.C.
Well, first of all, one of the things that happened is they canceled the briefing. They kept putting it off and putting it off. The president did release a statement saying that every child should feel safe going to an American school, and he's absolutely correct. What we don't know is what this kid's mental illness was like. Obviously, you don't shoot and kill 17 people at this count, and more may die in the hospital. We just don't know. But at least 17 people have been killed, and 12 of them, I think, was at the school, and then two outside, and then there was another one outside, and then two died in the hospital.
Mm, just absolutely awful. And you said it, so, of course, there's just more details that will start coming out about this former student who was expelled, you know, without a doubt, obviously. So with that going on, heavy hearts, then, you know, you start to talk about what's going to come up again is the AKs and why that's not capped off like it was during the Clinton administration, at least in the beginning.
Well, that's true. And Gabby Gifford's group came out with a statement. As you know, she was killed with the Congress on the corner. She wasn't killed. She was injured terribly with Congress on the corner, and she's married to an astronaut, and she had to give up her congressional seat to do that. But then she started this group to go after assault weapons. And as you know, there is a very heavy pressure in Congress to get rid of assault weapons, but so far they haven't done that.
Yeah, and we, you know, more details will come out. The shooter wore a gas mask, carried smoke grenades. Obviously, it's going to be about guns. You know, even you had Gabby Giffords, who you mentioned, Ellen, said, if Congress won't act, American voters must. Do you think that it would ever get thrown back into our laps for all the people listening to America Tonight, maybe in states?
It's very hard to know. I mean, there are some states that obviously are very pro-gun. And as you know, one of the things that President Trump wanted to do, is to eliminate the rule so that if you have a concealed carry permit in Texas, you can take it to Massachusetts, even if Massachusetts doesn't allow it. That, I don't think that's going to wind up passing after this, but we'll see. You just never know in Washington.
Yeah, boy, that's true, isn't it? You never know. All right, so also in Washington, a lot of the conversation is over the, you know, what's going to happen via the White House after what happened last week. Is General Kelly going to be, you know, is he going to be fired, basically?
Kelly is going to stay. Everybody thinks Kelly is going to stay. Now, it is interesting that the FBI came out with one timetable. The White House has a different one. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said yesterday that the two were not in disagreement with each other. Of course, she didn't talk today except to release a statement because of the shootings, but so we didn't have a briefing today. But basically, she said that there's not been a conflict. Well, other people say there has been a conflict, and then one news organization came out and said at least 100 people as of November, now that was several months ago, had only a temporary clearance and did not have a full clearance in which to see documents that are top secret and would not normally get out to the normal public. My personal view is that we classify more documents than we need to, but again, this is a very separate issue than who gets access to those classified documents.
Yeah, and it's so interesting because what the White House, some of what we're learning, and you know this, they're saying that over 100 or at least 100 of the White House officials had that interim security clearance.
That was as of November, so we don't know how many have been further cleared yet, et cetera. But all we know is that there were 100 people. They also have very high turnover at the White House, so you have to be careful with who. If you're going to classify documents, you have to be careful with who you let see it because they may leave the White House.
Boy, no kidding. All I know, Ellen, is every time I've gone to the White House, it's like they interrogate me, take my blood, and ask me, is this really my real age? I don't know.
Well, you know, it's interesting because somebody said to me, well, didn't they put this guy through the paces? I mean, as a press person, and even as a visiting press person, as you know, they ask you everything. And it's not like you can, and you, for me, I've been fingerprinted. And then every 2 years when you're up in your White House pass, they said, do we have your permission to go through a full Secret Service clearance? So absolutely.
Wow. Boy, just crazy. I think just, it's unbelievable to me. I don't know, the vetting process of, you just described it, what happens to the media versus what happens when somebody's working in the White House. And, you know, granted, you have to make this quick scramble in the beginning, so I get that. But still, for some of these top spots, it's never boring, is it?
It is never boring, and as you know, they are very tough about press coming into the White House and what your background is, and yet they are allowing people to see classified documents who don't have a permanent credential. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Ellen Ratner, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So those are the big, that's really the big thing coming out today, obviously, is the what happened, the school shooting and the reaction to it across the land. Listen, this is what we're talking about. 17 dead in this Florida school shooting. I can't imagine it. As soon as I heard it, because I had people in Washington that immediately red flagged me and sent me texts so I knew. As soon as it was happening, I knew what was going on. And I had two people say, is your nephew okay? But he's on the other side of the state in a different school. And, of course, there you do automatically, I hate to say it, you get that sense of panic. And I can only say that there are no great words to wrap around this microphone and to spew out to all of you that can really adequately tell you how I feel about this. You have somebody who was disgruntled, who was expelled from the school, who's 19 years old, Nicholas Cruz, a former student arrested off the school's campus 2 hours after the shooting was reported. I mean, this is absolutely, like Governor Rick Scott said from Florida, pure evil. Just taking those lives as it were nothing. And this happened at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Cruz had been expelled from school. There were concerns about him already. There was one kid who said when he was interviewed that, listen, he was a kind of a troublemaker when we went to middle school together. He said he would set off the fire alarm day after day, and then he was finally expelled. And they talk about other friends, talk about him being crazy about guns. And did anyone know that this would happen? Coming back, going into the school loaded with so many bullets, so many weapons. This is a very sad day, my friends. Stay with us.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Everybody, coming up next, a conversation with my pal David Random to kind of lighten things up, although his novel is about a crime. It's called Connected. We had an interesting conversation. He may be one of the most interesting people of the 15,000-plus people I've interviewed, famous people, interesting people, etc., I think that I've ever interviewed. We're going to take the show up to New England, and when we go, we're going to contact David and hang out in his shop and see what he has to show us, and we'll be posting those pictures all over the place. In the meantime, everybody is just dumbfounded by the statistic of 17 dead in the Florida high school shooting. Look, some more details about this. The suspect brought a firearm, passed background check, you know, just the usual that you can imagine. It doesn't help those parents. I'll tell you one thing. For me, the fact that Nicholas Cruz has to be in court, I don't know. To me, that tells me something, right? I think it's sick. I think it's twisted. I think it's despicable, and I can use all kinds of adjectives. He's obviously not well and didn't seem to be well for a long time. But the fact is, at least those families can confront or see or watch or have some sense, I think, of justice. You may disagree. But he did have a lot of spew out there on all the social media sites that he was a part of, where he had photos of himself, where he had long knives and all kinds of guns. But if we said that about everybody who had any kind of a post like that, then everybody could be subject to really kind of cockamamie searches, and we certainly don't want to give up our personal freedoms. But the bottom line is, there was a post, there were threatening comments, where he said, I want to shoot people with my AR-15, I want to die fighting, killing, crap, I'll say, because I can't say the word, ton of people, and I'm going to kill law enforcement one day. They go after the good people. So he's going to be in court, and he passed, you know, background checks. He passed them. He was able to get the weapon. A teacher described him as real quiet. Said he was in his math class in 2016. He never had any problems with them. So see, this is the thing. He says it's shocking. It's incredible. Can't believe it. And then what some of the teachers are describing is students leave classrooms, they could hear that popping sound, then code red, which means there's an active shooter on campus. So in the case of the teacher who had Nicholas Cruz in his math class, he said he and six students re-entered a classroom. He closed the door, turned off the lights. And then after about 10 minutes, they realized it wasn't a drill and that things were serious. They stayed in the classroom for about an hour, and police banged on the door and ordered the students to stand back as he approached this teacher. He peeled back a piece of paper covering the door window and asked police to show him proof that they were law enforcement, and then they all got out. So they made it out. But you heard some of the audio that was recorded from the shooting because people were taping the sound. They were taping as they were running. And it's just so sad to hear the voices of the first responders. Just absolutely awful. But as I mentioned briefly at the top, to give you an update, five patients from the school shooting in Florida are in life, still in those life-threatening conditions, are in the hospital. So let's hope that they survive that. And Rick Scott, you know, what's he going to say? He's going to say exactly what I said. It's just pure evil. And that the state doesn't tolerate violence. They have law enforcement that and the safety. But, you know, how much can you do? You can only do so many drills. You can only do so much. Yet the superintendent, Robert Runcy, who we've got some comments from, who said, and he's a superintendent for Broward County Public Schools, that, you know, we're in a tremendous state of grief, that no parent should ever have to send their kids to school and have them not return. And I agree. Bye. Enjoy school. I hope we have a conversation, especially with teenagers, when you get home. And then they don't get home? It shouldn't happen anywhere in the country. I agree with Renzi. They have to find a way to stop it. But what is that way? So all over Florida, and I think in other places, a lot of flags are, frankly, hovering at half mass because of this. Because of the shocking, disturbing, awful sight of body bags, frankly, coming out of a Florida high school. I mean, moments of terror all over the place. I mean, I even saw one of the saddest things ever. I saw, I just happened to see this. You know, there's all kind of counterterrorism experts. We have them on the show all the time. CNN had one of their analysts on, Phil Mudd, who we've actually had on the show, I think twice in the decade. I've been doing this show for a decade. And he just could barely talk when he talked about the details of the shooting. I mean, just started to cry, started to weep when he was on with Wolf Blitzer. You know, we can't accept this. He says, you know, I can't accept this. And it's true. So the Parkland shooting, which started after 3:00 Eastern on Wednesday, is among the 10 deadliest mass shootings in modern U.S. history. A horrific, horrific day. A horrible, horrible situation for all those parents who had panicky moments, who hoped it wasn't their child, who hoped that there were more survivors than dead. And that's a pretty high number. Pretty high number. And when the gunshots started, they say that the fire alarm also went off. And I think it pretty high some of them, because it went off a couple of times, so they didn't, you know, was it a burst of gunfire? Who's thinking that? Which probably enabled him to get to more of the students, as they weren't able to split as quickly. I mean, people were halfway down the hallway, they say, and they just, the alarm stopped, and then they heard gunshots coming from the first floor, the second floor, and people were running upstairs, and people got upstairs and into classrooms, and, you know, I saw a student today say, my teacher was closing the door, he was shot and killed. And the door was open the whole time, so the shooter walked by, the door was open, he could have walked in at any time. And they just sat there, what are they going to do? And this is what kids are learning. How do you avoid this? What happens when you're in that situation? A friend of mine is a police officer, Christopher Bianas, and he talks about this, about what do you do when you hear active shooter? How do you react? What do you do to try to save your life, to try to survive? You know, there had to be students who didn't hear the shots because of the fire alarm. And then all of a sudden you see police showing up. They say the cops just came, were just coming at the school from all directions. There was security on golf carts. You had teachers and security guards and cops saying, run, run, run. But in the meantime, there were others that were falling to the ground, never, never to get up again. It is criminal. It is horrific. The state of Florida and this country really just, wow, weeps for these families. I mean, just absolutely. Imagine the mothers grabbing up their kids, getting off to the school. Oof. Unbelievable. I mean, it's just a sickness. It truly, truly is. The videos that are popping up, the conversations that are happening after this. And then there were even students who said everybody predicted it because the student, the ex-student, they say was troubled and threatening. So this was just an open space for him to invade and go crazy. Ugh. Again, very, very heartbreaking. And I hate to be, I hate to have a show where we have to be so somber, but this is the conversation that we're having. I like to say that America Tonight, if nothing else, is about the conversation that we're having. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. As human beings, we have to protect these kids when they go off to school. How are people gunned down in churches, in school, in offices? I don't get it. David Random, coming up next here on America Tonight.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the show, a guy who I got to tell you, I'm actually so fascinated by him. I'm ripping through all of his books. Every time I get on a plane, I have David, at least in the last 4 or 5 months, I've had David Random in my hand. So I've had one of his books, and this book is phenomenal. It's called Connected, A Case of Unique Proximity. And if you didn't hear David talk about it last time around, this is a book you need to have. So lean in, pay attention to this. It is so fascinating to me, and I'm going to let him set the premise up. But let's just say there's been a murder. An eyewitness has stepped forward into the light, and the killer has confessed. So you say, where's all the intrigue? But there's tons of it in this book. Hey, David, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Kate. Nice to be with you again.
So let's talk about the book and set it up for everybody. You heard what I said. What is the unique twist that will really, I think, pull people in that perhaps haven't read your book?
The unique part of this, it's a crime novel, but it's not a crime mystery. And that's always one of the first things I tell people, because there's no mystery, because right in the very first chapter, as you said, an eyewitness has come forward and the murderer has confessed. So they know who did it. The intrigue, the setting for the entire crime novel, is the fact that the killer and the eyewitness happen to be conjoined twins. They are literally joined at the hip since birth. So for the legal system and the police, they can't even lock the murderer up without locking up his innocent brother, who is not an accomplice because, as a witness, he tried actually to stop the stabbing, unsuccessfully, of course. So he's not an accomplice. So the book is not a whodunit, because we know whodunit. The book is really a legal and law enforcement tug of war kind of.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about this when you say that with the legal system and what would they do when you've got conjoined twins, and it is very intriguing. And it, you and I talked about this before, but I think sharing it is significant. How does your brain come up with this? What was it that drew you to this? It was something you saw, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was years ago, probably, gosh, 20 years ago, maybe. I read a book, a biography about Chang and Eng, who took the last name Bunker after they moved to the United States. But they were born in the 1800s in Thailand, which was then known as Siam, hence the term Siamese twins, which is now fallen out of favor. But that's how the term Siamese twins happened upon us, because they were the first really famous ones. They were in the employ of P.T. Barnum, where, yeah, they became famous, but they were very exploited. And they moved to the United States, and they each had pretty separate lives, even though they were totally conjoined at the abdomen. And they each had separate farms down in North Carolina, where they would spend a couple days at one farm, and then the two of them would go to the other one's farm and, you know, be there for a few days. They were also each married. They married sisters, not twins, but they married sisters. And the thing that really got me was that between them, they had 21 children. And there are still, in fact, down in North Carolina, hundreds of Bunker descendants. So that's really what got me. And I thought, gosh, there's got to be part of your mind when you're a conjoined twin, there's got to be part of your mind that is capable of shutting out everything around you, even within a few inches of you, or you'd probably go insane. And I thought, wow, I mean, one of them could commit a murder and the other wouldn't even know it till it was all over. And that's when the light bulb sort of went off in my head. So it's not just that I have a sick mind. It's
Oh, I love that. I love the way you put that. We're speaking with David Random. The crime novel is called Connected, A Case of Unique Proximity. So when you dive into this, and as anybody who writes knows, but for people who perhaps don't know, you know, people always say, oh, I have a book in me. But when you actually go to do the writing, it takes a little bit of discipline. And you're kind of schooled in this because you've done a bunch of other books, but they're not similar to this one. So when you tackle,
they're not at all.
Yeah. When you tackle a novel, that's different than your own story. And it's different than talking about a world, you know, advertising, something that you've done in your lifetime. So when you sit down to write a novel and you have to come up with all the gritty details and something that would keep us on the edge of our seats, how do you do that? What was that like for you, that process?
Well, I've always enjoyed writing, and it doesn't matter what genre it's in. My first two books were collections of humorous short stories, for example. So it's not that I've always been intrigued by crime. It's just that this one concept really got to me, and I just couldn't let go of it. And that, you know, that you always hear, well, write what you know about. I'm not a doctor and I'm not a lawyer, but I wanted this to be right. So I did actually 4.5 to 5 years of legal and medical research. I had a lawyer who worked with me, and I would send him, you know, partial manuscripts. I would ask him questions every few weeks. You know, if this happens in a court in Massachusetts, who's allowed to question someone in a habeas corpus hearing? And because I don't want some lawyer to read this and say, well, that could never happen in a court in Massachusetts. You know, that's crazy. Likewise, I don't want some doctor reading it and say, well, he doesn't know the first thing about, you know, what conjoined twins really are, how they're connected and what they're capable of. I know so much about conjoined twins.
No kidding. Wow. I just am going back to 4 to 5 years of research with a lawyer and a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now,
I didn't have a doctor consultant. I had a lawyer consultant, a legal consultant. All my medical research was done mostly on the internet. Thank God for the internet nowadays. Boy.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible, though. So you really wanted, as you said, you really wanted to get this right. You weren't.
Oh, it has to be right. Yeah.
Yeah. You weren't throwing darts at a board. Wow, that is fascinating. There's a lesson in that. And I wonder why it took me 2 days to read the book. Well, there you go. So well written. Did you ever think, you know, if you look at your background, and you have such a fascinating background, art director, creative director, all of that. Last time you and I talked, you put that picture in our minds about Mad Men and the ad agency and what that was writing TV.
No exaggeration.
Yeah, and it's that in itself is fascinating. The ads that were ultimately in, you know, huge publications like Time, etc., Newsweek, and all of that.
Right, right. Life magazine. Remember Life magazine?
Yes, I love Life.
I had ads in Life magazine. Not to date myself, Kate, but
right. But how cool is that? So, I don't know. Did you? You know, our lives go in different tracks, and I always say life is an adventure to be lived, and it's about the journey. So you had quite a journey. Did you think that you would end up doing what you're doing as far as the material you've put out there, like this crime novel?
Not really. I always liked to write. Ever since I was in elementary school, I started like a little 1 cent. Neighborhood newspaper that got passed around. You could read it for a penny. And, you know, I'd write little stories about people in the neighborhood and stuff, but I never really thought I might actually write a book, although I wanted to write for Mad Magazine. When I was 13, I sent them submissions and I got a nice letter back from the editor of Mad Magazine on their Alfred E. Newman stationery, which I still have. In fact, that's in one of my books.
Yep.
But I always knew that I enjoyed writing. It never occurred to me that I might write a crime novel, but, you know, the idea was there, and I like to write regardless of the genre. So one thing led to another.
And then there
but
you
I think
go.
You're right. I have done, I've done so many things in my life. You know, I wouldn't want to be doing the same thing over and over. And even when I was in advertising for decades at Boston and New York based ad agencies, I was doing other things then. I was writing then. I still have my studio here where I make steampunk rocket ships out of antiques. So.
And how neat is that? And tell us briefly about rocket ship, because that's turned into something even bigger than just making this in your studio.
Oh, yeah. The rocket ships I make, for those who don't know what steampunk is, it's kind of defined as a view of the future from Victorian times. So, like Jules Verne, when the writers and artists back then thought about space travel, it was nothing like what you actually see today. It had a lot of gears and, you know, fancy, flourishing kind of parts on it that in many cases defied aerodynamics. But so steampunk is kind of a fanciful fantasy. My rocket ships that I make are all made from antique and vintage parts. I get it. Flea markets and antique shops. And I put them together. It can take quite a while to put each one together because you can't just, you know, you're waiting for the right final part and you can't just run down to the hardware store and buy something. You have to wait for the exact right piece to show up at an antique shop, for example. So I've been doing that for probably 20 years. People can actually see my rocket ships at davidrandom.com. And it's been fun, and that's one of the things that I spend quite a bit of time on, that and writing and photography. I do a lot of stuff.
Fascinating. We got to get down to that studio. All right, I want to tell everybody, Pick Up Connected, A Case of Unique Proximity, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, wherever good books are sold. David, always a pleasure.
You can also go, you can also go to davidrandombooks.com.
Excellent.
And not only can you buy the book there, but you can also watch the video trailer that was done down in Atlanta. It was done for my book, so you can actually get a feel. It's only 1 minute long. You know, it's just a little video trailer for the premise of my book. And you can order the book right there, davidrandombooks.com.
Excellent. I love it. David, thank you so much for stopping by.
You're so welcome, Kate. Pleasure to talk to you again.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Teacher got the phone and then he said everything's okay, but they're still locked up till they feel that it's safe to go out.
Our district is in a tremendous state of grief, sorrow. We're heartbroken over this unspeakable tragedy that has occurred here in Parkland, Florida. Words cannot express the sorrow that we feel.
That was the superintendent I was talking about earlier from that Florida high school, that area. Just absolutely horrific. Again, Robert Runcie, the Broward superintendent, saying, you know, it's just a horrible day. A day we prayed would never happen. And the questions are exploding all over the place as to who was the gunman. Nicholas Cruz, 19. He'll be in court on Thursday morning. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, if you just popped on, we're at the tail end of this hour. Coming up, we're going to look at a couple of odds and ends, other things that happened on the day that would probably ping on your radar and certainly pinged on mine. But this is the big, heavy story, sad story. Students running toward a parking lot, hiding under trees across the street. A three-story building in that high school was, and it was surrounded by police eventually. And this gunman was an ex-student who was expelled. He wore a gas mask. He tossed smoke grenades to draw students out onto the hallways. The school was placed on lockdown. Television footage showed students running from the school, of course, with their arms in the air, tossing backpacks into a pile. Some students were being treated on the sidewalks and loaded into ambulances. And he was at large before he finally, for a couple of hours before he was taken into custody off the school's campus. And now he'll be in court, as I mentioned. So here we go with the school rampage again. And 20 years of this is really what we've gone through since Columbine rocked the world with what happened in Colorado. We see now this is Parkland, Florida, and this shooting came 3 weeks after a 15-year-old was charged with 2 counts of murder, 12 counts of first-degree assault in a shooting spree at a high school in rural Kentucky. Tragedies. You know, schools are safe as a whole, right? They've been safe for as long as they've existed. It's an anomaly, but it's a scary anomaly. It is very, very scary, right? Somebody said today, I heard them on some show I was watching, where they talked about that really school's still safe. They have structure, etc. In the neighborhood, even their home, it might not be safe. Who knows? But that's what I say. It's under attack. What should always be safe is under attack. And how vulnerable are kids? How vulnerable? Swimming pool drownings, falls, firearm accidents, bike accidents, deaths in school shootings, less than 1%. But if you are that 1%, that less than 1%, and you're that parent that gets that call, it doesn't matter to you. It doesn't matter that the odds are stacked in the other direction. Now they're talking about what to do at high schools. What else can they do? What could they do to hinder an intruder? What were students coming up with? Throwing textbooks, chairs, calculators, heavy classroom material. Can you imagine? You're taking French class and the French teacher tells you, oh, by the way, this fabulously thick, hard-covered French book can double as a weapon in case a shooting should occur. If everyone throws the books at once, we can tackle them. Oh, my, oh, my. It's about that active shooter alert. It's about transmitting all of that as fast as possible so they can get out and be safe. But it's still tough. I mean, this school practiced everything they could. You can't blame it on school. It's that instant minute, that second, and it's just too late to help anyone at that point. I mean, help them, yes, as fast as possible, but to prevent some of those deaths, too late. Crazy. All right, I'm going to segue into something different, as I can imagine a lot of you are, again, shocked by what's happened in Florida. It is an act of absolutely pure, let me say it again, pure evil. There's no question about it. It's very, very sad, to say the least. Very, very sad. All right, I'm going to segue into something else that I found really fascinating. Today, with the Marco Rubio break, a joke from a few years ago. Boy, these colds, boy, they hang on to you, I'm telling you. So, did you know that the 142nd Westminster Dog Show was going on? People who pay attention to this, it's like the Super Bowl for dogs. I had so many people tell me, aren't you aware of the Westminster show? Well, yeah, I've seen it. I actually even went there once. I do not keep it on my calendar. But that's a long time. It's at Madison Square Garden. A Bichon won a coveted award. Best in Show. There's a very funny spoof movie about that. But anyway, this dog was beautiful, winning Best in Show. That is the award that so many want to win. But there are other awards that are given out as well. Like the Terrier Group has their own award. And there was a dog named Winston, a Norfolk Terrier. I can't tell the difference between... Now, somebody who's a dog aficionado might get mad. I love dogs. We know I have dog food, Kate's Kibble. But I have a golden retriever who is sloppy, funny, and all about love, gives love, and just wants love. I don't have a well-coiffed dog that I could enter into the Westminster Kennel Club show at Madison Square Garden. In fact, Mahalo would wreak havoc, and I'd be in trouble. I'd be booted. They would pull my press credential. That's what they would do, because he just could not handle it. He would be a disruptor. Let's put it that way. It wouldn't work out well. I did see this really cute dog, Marshall, which was a bull mastiff, greeting their handler in the competition with paws around the neck. It was very cute, I have to say. What is really wild is everybody's all dressed to the nines with these dogs, and they are so well behaved, and they just do what they're supposed to do, I guess, or they hope anyway, going around the judges and showing the rest of Madison Square Garden what they can do. Whether it's, again, the tricks, the sporting, the whatever. I mean, these dogs they're beautiful. They're so well groomed. So well groomed. Definitely. I told you about that Bichon. Flynn is the name of the Bichon. A gorgeous dog. And just nothing but just fluff. This dog looks like a cloud. A cloud that you can touch. That's this Bichon Flynn. Winning best in show. I can see it. I can see it without a doubt. And here we go. It wouldn't be a show if we didn't have Me Too, because there's so much cropping up since Harvey Weinstein's Pandora's Box. This time it is in Hollywood. Scott Baio's denying the new allegations by ex-co-stars are saying he harassed and assaulted them. He says it's a media witch hunt. So there were kind of dueling press conferences on these allegations. Scott Baio competing for some attention. He's accused of those things happening 3 decades ago. He released a statement saying, "For reasons I don't understand, I am the victim of false claims that threaten everything precious in my life. Mostly I'm stunned. I will not let this continue. I will use every ounce of strength I have to fight this." And it just keeps, there's more that just keeps bubbling up about Scott Baio. But he says, "I am innocent of this." And even though they're talking about harassment and things that happened and, you know, whatnot. Wow. Music means that we got to say adios. Thanks to you, and yeah, that tall guy in the back for listening to America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.